Welcome to your morning news of note, where we bring you the latest updates from around the world. In today's headlines, there is a pressing need for Ukraine and Israel to receive military weapons to counter Russian threats. The situation in Ukraine has been described as dire by Pentagon leaders, urging Congress to act swiftly in providing necessary funding. Moving on to Africa, Chad's government has threatened to expel U.S. troops as Russia expands its influence on the continent. Meanwhile, Kenya mourns the loss of its military chief, General Francis Ogola, who tragically died in a helicopter crash near Uganda's border. In the world of geopolitics, China has written off an unspecified amount of Zimbabwe's interest, free loans, sparking concerns about creating a permanent debt trap and enhancing China's political leverage in Africa, shifting focus to the Marine Corps and the Department of Defense. After nearly a two-year shortage, Marine uniforms are making a return to shelves following supply chain issues exacerbated by the pandemic. Food pantries on Marine bases in Japan are expanding to combat food insecurity among military members. Additionally, a potential multi-ship purchase could save the Navy and Marine Corps around $900 million. In light of recent events, Israel has conducted a limited strike against Iran in response to an escalation of tensions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has engaged in discussions with Israeli officials regarding Iran's actions in the Middle East, Gaza aid, and other regional threats. Internally, the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force recently held a suicide prevention wellness symposium, emphasizing mental well-being among service members. The enduring alliance between the U.S. and Norway was highlighted during a visit by members of the Norwegian Parliament to Camp Lejeune. Furthermore, the WASP Amphibious Ready Group and 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit conducted various training exercises to enhance readiness for future deployments. That concludes our morning news briefing. For more information and links to the full stories, be sure to check out the Morning News of Note email. Stay informed and have a great day.